Well, let's talk a little bit about conceptual art, because when we look at it in the poetry community, which is my expertise, we see a lot of. I mean, the Kenny Goldsmith reading Michael Brown's Autopsy at Brown, and which was justly pilloried for being incredibly insensitive and tone deaf. And Vanessa Place tweeting "Gone with the Wind" 140 characters at a time to get them to claim responsibility for the racist language and you know the estate and to sue her. We have we have in many cases conceptual art that. You know, do you really need to read what Kenny G writes? I mean, our notion of a writer is someone who, you know, apprentices for 15 years, learns how to write in forms, if they're a poet, and then comes up with something, maybe some kind of an original voice, and certainly we're well beyond that. But a lot of conceptual art is crap that doesn't really say anything, that maybe provokes or maybe is sensational. But here we have a conceptual artist who, at the core of it, is something very real and something tremendously profound. So how do you, you know, begin to think of him in the realm of conceptual art? Or is he the one conceptual artist who you maybe think, well, you can't throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Well,
and you yourself have a background in doing things that are conceptual.
Yeah,
creating your own head out of bird seed and watching as bears and birds pick at it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm certainly not someone who's going to disregard conceptual art. You know, again, this is one of these boundary issues. Is it conceptual or is it not conceptual? And I have a very hard time. I don't want to reduce it to that in Ai Weiwei's case, because I think it does much more of a disservice than it does a service to understand it. And what I think is most important when we think about conceptual work is that oftentimes behind that there is some sort of there's an idea, there's some sort of recognition of something which is irresolvable, right? The racist language, for instance, you were just mentioning.
But is that irresolvable? Can we just ignore it and stop reading that and see that as a relic of the time and move on?
But unfortunately, it's not a relic of the time, right? I mean,
racism is more subtle now in some ways.
Or maybe not even more subtle.
Or if you look at the comments section of any newspaper, you see it in full bloom there.
Yeah, and it's constantly blooming. And I think that we are looking at that human condition. I mean, this is this thing that just keeps blooming again and again and again is this idea of, I say this idea. There's like a million different ways of trying to tackle this one. But from the standpoint of concept, I want to go back to that. When we're looking at what Ai Weiwei has produced here, we see actually this extraordinarily exquisite production. So the elements have been rendered down to kind of their utmost minimum. We have a video, we have a giant wall of names, and we have these cases with rebar. And a lot of times conceptual art is not object-oriented. It's trying to eschew the object. It doesn't want the object. But if you get in and you look at the carving of the rebar, if you look at the woodwork of these cases, you'll just be blown away. It's as accomplished wood carving, wood manufacturing that I've ever seen in my life.
And these were shipped from?
From Beijing.
Beijing.
Yeah. He had a team there that I assume was producing these for him. You know, I don't actually know how that works. That's part of the sort of the contemporary conundrum. So in a sense, I think that here again is that not allowing for that strict conceptual boundary to be drawn for him. You know, this is higher craftsmanship than you'll see in most shows of people who are craftsmen, right? And so it's difficult. The object is very prominent. The material philosophy is very prominent. The social justice component, the governmental criticism, all those things are almost like they're all equally prominent inside there, which leaves us now almost as if we're playing chess with some sort of master, chess master. And we're inside of this gigantic set of pieces, searching for that logic, searching for that meaning. And So that we ourselves are now participants. We are absolute participants in the work itself. So a few minutes ago you said it's hard not to see these as spinal columns. I think that you just became part of the show when you said that.
Right.